Attention fans of Jury Duty. The groundbreaking comedy series is back for season two, featuring an all-new cast. This installment takes the comedy out of the courthouse and into the mountains above Malibu for an annual company retreat. The catch? Everyone but the new guy is an actor. Oh yeah, and the company is fake. Get to know all the employees of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce, a family business with everything on the line. Season two arrives with bigger laughs, higher stakes, and the same heart that made the first season a cultural phenomenon. And here's the fun part. You'll be able to try all four flavors of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce on Amazon. Jury Duty presents Company Retreat is now streaming on Prime Video. Don't miss the feel-good comedy everyone's going to be talking about.
On Aspire with Emma Greed, I sit down with people who don't just dream big, they build big. From Mark Cuban to Mel Robbins, we talk about mindset, ambition, and the work that actually moves the needle. Listen to Aspire with me, Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast available now.
Welcome into Vern's post-game show.
Went to his left, picks it up, spins, jumps, throws to first. In time, he got him. Wow!
Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
All right, good evening. Look at the run differential now, yeah. Oh, boy. Good evening. Royals lose. The worst loss of the year, right? I don't think that's any... Oh, boy. Oh, man. 13-3, Royals just shellacked. I really don't know what else to say after a 13-3 embarrassment. I mean, thank God this game, the finale, as the boys try to salvage one in this series, thank God this game starts up in just a handful of hours. Phone lines are open for you. We could talk about it. I have nowhere else to be. 913-586-7610. That's the phone number. Boys, you better clean it up before we go to FM. I'll tell you that right now. I mean, what else can you call this other than the worst loss of the season? An embarrassment. Now, just the game. Again, two things can be true. The Royals can be in the midst of a historic turnaround, and this tonight can be an embarrassing loss. Both of those things can be true. We're allowed to carry two thoughts in our heads. But let me just say this. You know, tonight's postgame, I can't imagine, needs much diagnosis as far as the loss, the 10-run loss in Minneapolis. Simply put, and I think you know this team's going nowhere without Seth Lugo. This team will go nowhere with this Seth Lugo that you saw tonight. 7 earned runs and 4 innings of work. I mean, you had to get 6 out of him tonight. 6 solid quality innings. And he lays an egg. Sure, I'll give Minnesota some credit. They put some nice swings on some first inning offerings. But then Seth Lugo just fell short of his standard. A 30-pitch first inning, the first time we've seen that all season. Honestly, I was more disappointed in Michael Garcia than I was Seth Lugo after that first inning. But after a run in the third, a home run in the fourth, and the first 4 reaching in the fifth, now this one, sadly, just like last night, it's easy to lay the loss at the feet of your starting pitcher. And listen, guys, again, I'm not trying to be doom and gloom. Again, I understand it's one game. The Royals have 42 more. A sixth of those games remaining are against Cleveland. You still have 4 more with Minnesota, the Yankees, and the Phillies, and the Astros, and yeah, there's a lot of baseball yet to be played, no doubt. But without the Brady Singer we've seen for a majority of the season. Without the Seth Lugo that we've seen for a majority of the season, the Royals are going nowhere. You know that, I know that, they know that, everyone knows that. The only place a Royals team will go with the type of performances we've seen the past two nights from your top starters, the only place the Royals are going is fourth place. Now, Seth Lugo, Brady Singer, Michael Wacha, Cole Reagans, the track record this season and for their careers tell me that the past 48 hours are the aberration. So I'm going to lean on that. I'm going to point to the fact that Seth Lugo, just a handful of days ago, less than 2 weeks ago, threw eight innings of one-run baseball. A guy that just under a month ago spun a complete game, one run, six strikeout, no walk domination in the big leagues against a team that wears a big league uniform on the south side of Chicago. But there's really not much more that needs to be said other than if this continues, the Royals will not make it to October. Does that make this season a disappointment if they don't make it to the playoffs? I don't think so. I'm yet to reach that place. Now, I've come close. There's been a few instances over the past month where I've been close to saying, yeah, if this team falls short of October, I'm going to call this year a disappointment. I've come close, but I've never made that leap. I've never gotten that out of control because that's what it is, right? It's still a wild and ridiculous statement to make. I've been steadfast. To me, there's no reason for this team to fall out of the race. There's no reason why when September arrives that the Royals are dead and gone in the American League playoff chase. That's the only expectation. That's the only evolution of my hopes for this team. Right, coming into the year, I think our hope was, give me some entertaining baseball in August. But then as the months started to pile up, as we reached, honestly, the end of May is when that expectation started to change. And the expectation came, it's not just competitive August baseball I want to see. I want to see meaningful games in September, and I think that's still the expectation. Now, you let me know if I'm wrong. 913-586-7610. That's the phone number. Same number for the text line. 913-586-7610. But the bottom line is, without good Brady Singer and very good Seth Lugo, not just good, Seth Lugo needs to lead baseball in innings pitched. Seth Lugo needs to turn in one of the 15 best ERAs in Major League Baseball. You guys can let me know if I'm wrong, but I haven't seen anything from this team that leads me to believe that the rotation can take a step down from being elite, and this team will still get to October. The only way the Royals enjoy playoff baseball this year is if Seth Lugo locks it in. Brady Singer stares down the big names in the box, stares down the Pablo Lopez's and the other aces that are going to be thrown at him moving forward. The only way this team makes it to the postseason is if a guy like Cole Reagans, who we're going to see tomorrow, steps up in a big way and gets the job done. But this tonight was an embarrassment, the worst loss of the season in my mind. Let's go to the phone calls, 913-586-7610. We're going to start off out in Paola. Austin, you're hitting leadoff. Go ahead, buddy.
Hey, Vern. You're 100% right on everything you said. Yes, this was the most disappointing loss, but I'm an optimistic person. Worst loss of the season came on August 13th. All right? We need to understand the sample size. This team has been good, borderline great, for majority of this season up till tonight, we need to understand that these boys can rally around and overcome this. Of course, this is just one game. And yes, it was disappointing, and they've been hitting a little bit of a struggle here. But I truly believe that they can overcome it and they can take it. Vern, yes, everything you were saying is correct. They need to get these things corrected to move on and move forward. But we also need to understand for the majority of the season thus far, they've proven to us that, hey, we can do this. We will do this. So when the going gets tough, the tough get going. We gotta keep that phrase going, and they need to keep understanding that. And I truly believe that we're going to be all right. Yes, this is a rough one. I know you're going to get some calls that fans are just start maybe jumping ship and poking holes in the ship. But remain optimistic. Just I can't stress that enough. Thanks, Vern. I appreciate you.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Wow, what a way to start the show off. Austin, I was not expecting that, brother. Hey, I like it. Royals, even with tonight's 10-run loss, Royals are still on pace to win 88 games this season. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. Let's head back to Kansas City, talk with Tyler. You're on 610 Sports Radio as the Royals fall to 10 games above 500. Tyler, what do you have for us?
Yeah, I just want to piggyback off the first caller because I definitely agree with him. This was an embarrassing loss. But at the same time, yeah, look at the date. If this was last year, we would just be saying this is another loss, just a typical loss. But this time, it's not. We're mad. And that's a good thing that we're mad at this state or this date in baseball right now. And, I look at the positives. You know, MJ is starting to, I feel like, come back around since he's been doing good. And you correct me if I'm wrong, but I think since, July, he's really started turning it around. Yep. Being more consistent, getting that batting average up. So I think that's great. I guess I just keep looking for the future. I know expectations change throughout the season. I know we didn't think we're going to have this team like we did, and now we're expecting playoff baseball, and I think that'd be terrific. But at the same time, this is only year two, and I was listening to the drive today and listening to Rob's take, and I kind of agree with Rob when he said maybe just the innings are starting to catch up just because Seth Lugo's just not used to it. And that's okay, because then that just makes him stronger for next year. So, and I'm a big Singer fan. I have always been, and I hope we give him an extension. I know there was trade talks and whatnot, but I'm a fan of Brady, and I can really see Cole, Seth, and Brady being a top three rotation in the baseball. And, so I'll let you take it from there, Vern. Appreciate it.
Hey, oh, wow. Appreciate it, Tyler. Thank you very much. A lot to get to there. Extending Brady Singer, I don't know if I would go along with that. I don't know if I'm ever in favor of giving any pitcher an extension, to be quite honest with you. Not in a market like this, not in a league like this. You know, if this is L.A., if this is New York, if this is a market where you can just throw money at issues, at problems, sure. But no, I'll ride things out with Brady Singer. Maybe let him hit free agency. Maybe you trade him this offseason, next year at the deadline. And listen, Tyler, I'm a huge Brady Singer fan. Have been since he arrived back in 2018. Love the competitiveness. But long-term contracts don't often work out, period. Especially for pitchers. But you're right about MJ Melendez. No doubt about it, man. Yeah, he's reached base safely in 8 straight games. Homered tonight to put the boys on the board in the second inning. MJ gives that clubhouse, that dugout, that fan base, gives everyone a jolt after watching Seth Lugo need 30 pitches to get through the first. MJ wakes us back up. A cutter in from the Zebby Matthews kid, the rookie making his big league debut tonight. A well-located cutter up and in to MJ, but he pulls his hands in and rips that offering over the right field wall, 405 feet, 107 miles per hour off of the bat. Number 14 on the season for MJ Melendez. You said go back to since July. Yeah, the last 2 months, MJ's hitting .282 with an OPS of .882. My game notes following this 10-run loss. My game notes are brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow. Be in the know when called Jay's Southland Tow. And you know what? Despite a 10-run defeat, the Royals' run differential is still top six in baseball, plus 81. Still the best run differential in the American League Central, for whatever that's worth right now. Royals lose, and lose big. Worst loss of the season comes on April 13th. Let's hope the worst loss of the season remains August 13th. Now, that was last year. Last year, the worst loss was April 13th because that was the last time a game mattered. Tyler, Austin, you're 100% right. The fact that the worst loss is happening in August is nice, but I don't want to get used to tough losses this late in the season. Let's hope Cole Reagans can get the job done tomorrow. Again, first pitch tomorrow is coming your way at 12:10. I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 11 a.m. with your chance to win tickets to see the Phillies come to town next Friday night for Lorenzo Cain Bobblehead Day. And don't forget, if you ever miss the postgame show, you can subscribe on the Odyssey app. Just search All Things Vern. Quick timeout. We'll head inside that Royals clubhouse and get back to your thoughts after this.
Welcome back to Vern's postgame show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
The pitch, hit high in the air, deep to right field, toward the seats and way out of here.
Attention fans of Jury Duty. The groundbreaking comedy series is back for season two, featuring an all-new cast. This installment takes the comedy out of the courthouse and into the mountains above Malibu for an annual company retreat. The catch? Everyone but the new guy is an actor. Oh yeah, and the company is fake. Get to know all the employees of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce, a family business with everything on the line. Season two arrives with bigger laughs, higher stakes, and the same heart that made the first season a cultural phenomenon. And here's the fun part. You'll be able to try all four flavors of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce on Amazon. Jury Duty presents Company Retreat is now streaming on Prime Video. Don't miss the feel-good comedy everyone's going to be talking about.
With the new year upon us, there's no better time to take control of your finances. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
Here, MJ Melendez puts the Royals on the board with a solo homer in the top of the second. And the Royals take a 3-0 deficit and cut the game to 3-1.
Jake Eisenberg on the call as heard here on 610 Sports Radio. MJ Melendez in the second inning. 3-1, Minnesota. I didn't really lose faith in this, what turned out to be a 13-3 loss. So for those of you just tuning in, 13-3, the Royals are bludgeoned in Minneapolis is... You know, Seth Lugo, 7 earned runs in 4 innings. It really ends there. Just like last night, Brady Singer giving up 6 runs in the second inning. This team's going nowhere if that continues. There's really no need to talk about, Bobby's opportunity in the 5th or Vinny's opportunity in the 3rd. Listen, I need those guys to come through if Seth Lugo's doing what he does. If Michael Garcia makes the proper throw in the first inning, if he comes home with it, even if he just makes a better throw to first, he saves Lugo a run or two. But even if the defense is airtight tonight, even if Bobby and Vinny capitalize on every opportunity at the dish they receive, you're still getting crushed. You're still getting crushed tonight. We are 120 games into this thing. The Royals are still 10 games above 500, and that's because they've received a quality start in almost half their games. But you'll notice of late, the quality starts are few and far between. Right? 0-2 against Minnesota. In that 5-game homestand against Boston and St. Louis, you won 2 games. in those two games, you received a quality start. So, two quality starts in the last seven games, two wins in the last seven games. They're also booting the ball at a clip that is unfamiliar. So either those things get cleaned up, or this team's going to drown in the riptide. The riptide starts next Friday, my friends. 20 straight games. Listen, I understand how much stock you've put in that Red Sox series and that Cardinals series, and oh my God, the amount of importance we're putting on this Twins series. Now, even after tomorrow's finale, even if it is a sweep at the hands of the Twinkies, the Royals still have a quarter of the season to play. And almost a majority, in fact, more than a majority of the games remaining are against teams similar to Minnesota, playoff caliber teams. And starting next Friday at Kauffman Stadium is Bryce and Trey Turner and JT Realmuto and Nola and Weaver and maybe the best team in baseball. The Phillies come to town. It opens up a 20-game stretch against only playoff teams. Seven with Cleveland, four in Houston, and a series with the Phillies, the Twins, and it wraps up with three in New York against the Yankees. If the defense, if Lugo, if Singer, if they don't clean it up, that riptide, well, you'll understand why I called it the riptide, because it will pull these boys under, out of the wild card race, and drown their playoff hopes. So either this gets cleaned up on the mound and defensively, or it's going to be a disappointing end to a rebirth of a summer for baseball in Kansas City. Not saying it's a disappointment. It'll be a disappointing finish. But we'll be able to, eventually exhale and look back and remember this season fondly. But right now, I don't want to hear it. Let's go to Bill in Gladstone. Bill, you're on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
This is Tim.
Tim, oh, okay, Tim, go ahead.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry, I didn't hear. Hey, listen, I might be calling, maybe I'm the only one. I'm having a little trouble with the Odyssey app. You keep saying we can hear the game, but I can't get the game. I can get the pregame and the postgame, but during the game I get a message that says I can't listen to the ball game. And I'm not expecting you to have a real answer for this, but if anyone else is having a problem, please call in. I feel like I'm the only one out there.
Yeah, all right. Appreciate the phone call. Yeah, well, please don't call in. You can send an email or tweet or text, but yeah, we're not going to get to the bottom of it tonight. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. If you're in the 610 Sports Radio listening area, you should be able to hear the game on the Odyssey app. Maybe you need to update the app. I have no idea. I appreciate you attempting, Bill, and I greatly appreciate you listening to the pregame and the postgame. Honestly, the fact that you missed this game tonight, consider yourself lucky. Let's hear what Salvi had to say after this one. Salvi went 1-for-3, blasting his 22nd home run of the season. A 1-0 changeup from the lefty, Stephen Okert. Now, 1-0 changeup down, Salvi blasted 430 feet to dead center field. It's 108 off the bat. But you know Salvi's not going to be in a mood because his team lost. That's all Salvi cares about. What does he have to say about back-to-back losses to this Twins team? Let's hear from the captain on Bally Sports Kansas City.
Appreciate a lot tonight. Even the guy today, he got pretty good stuff. I think he's going to be a good pitcher in big league. Yesterday, Pablo Lopez, he knows how to pitch in here. So, yes, it's kind of tough for us the last two games, but it's over. Nothing we can do about that. We need a concentration for tomorrow and try to get one from here.
Does the recent history here and against the Twins weigh on you guys at all? I know you're pretty good at turning the page, but I know it has to, at least you guys have to be aware of it.
Yeah, some guys, think about that and all that, but as a professional, we just come here tomorrow and compete and try to win the game, you know. We just need to turn it off the page, you know, and get ready for tomorrow. Like I said earlier, when it's kind of hard the last two nights for us. We're as a grown man, you know, everybody here. Hopefully they forget about that tomorrow, and tomorrow's a new day, and try to get one from the Twins tomorrow.
How difficult was it to kind of balance the Twins lineup, and what did you kind of see when you and Seth were working back there?
Yeah, a couple of people in the middle, you know, and we're in big league, you know. If we made mistakes, we're going to get paid. They don't chase much, you know. They go the last two games.
There you go. Salvador Perez, whose home run, a one-out solo blast in the sixth inning, made it 8-3 Minnesota. That didn't last long. Maybe that gave you hope. I mean, yeah, it was the sixth. The Royals still had 11 outs after that. You know, but, I mean, Lugo was already out of the game. You knew you weren't going to use your big dogs out of the bullpen. I didn't feel good. Now, you really, once three runs come in to score off of Lugo and Stratton in the fifth inning, that's when I kind of, all right, well, this is going to be a negative post-game show, and I'm imagining a lot of people are turning off their radios, turning off their TV, and getting ready for tomorrow's matinee finale against the Twins. So, Salvi hits that bomb in the sixth inning. It's 8-3 Minnesota. But then in the bottom half of the sixth inning, the Twins get three and then two more in the seventh, and it's a laugher. It's an embarrassment. It's a 13-3 defeat. Salvi's home run, though, good for now 63 career RBIs at Target Field. That's one shy of Miguel Cabrera for the most by an opponent in the history of that building. Royals lose 13-3. We'll take our final quick timeout. Get back to your thoughts after this.
Welcome back to Vern's post-game show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
And there's a shot to deep center. Back goes Margot, and he looks up.
Attention fans of Jury Duty. The groundbreaking comedy series is back for season two. Featuring an all-new cast, this installment takes the comedy out of the courthouse and into the mountains above Malibu for an annual company retreat. The catch? Everyone but the new guy is an actor. Oh yeah, and the company is fake. Get to know all the employees of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce, a family business with everything on the line. Season 2 arrives with bigger laughs, higher stakes, and the same heart that made the first season a cultural phenomenon. And here's the fun part. You'll be able to try all four flavors of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce on Amazon. Jury Duty Presents Company Retreat is now streaming on Prime Video. Don't miss the feel-good comedy everyone's going to be talking about.
Hey, this is John Rothstein, the host of Inside College Basketball Now, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, reminding you that our show is going to ramp up over the next 2 months. That's because we're counting down to Selection Sunday and March Madness. We will be coming to you each and every week with multiple episodes featuring exclusive interviews with the biggest and best names in the sport. It's the all-you-can-eat buffet for college basketball junkies everywhere.
Follow and listen to Inside College Basketball Now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
The all-new 2026 Toyota RAV4 is here, building on everything drivers know and love about Toyota. With a redesigned look and modern tech that makes life behind the wheel easier than ever, the new RAV4 comes standard as a hybrid, providing smooth, efficient performance for both city streets and longer journeys. Enjoy the legendary reliability Toyota is known for in the all-new 2026 RAV4. Learn and shop more at Toyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you are craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
It's gone, and it hits that green hitter's background beyond the grass berm in center field. Salvi does it again. That's his 23rd career home run in this ballpark, his 35th career home run against Minnesota, and it's his 22nd on the year. And the Royals pull within five now. They're down 8-3.
Yeah, he roasted that one to center. Steve Stewart on the call, last heard here on 610 Sports Radio. Salvador Perez, career home run number 268. He's only 49 homers away from matching George Brett's all-time record for homers by a Kansas City Royal. Well, you know, outside of that home run and MJ's home run, and I guess some of you got excited about Michael Massey's RBI double in the fifth. Outside of those moments, I don't think there was really anything to celebrate tonight as the Royals are cooked. 13-3, they dropped the series and the season series to the Twins. They'll try to salvage one tomorrow with Cole Reagans on the hill. Yeah, Royals have lost 7 of 9 this year to the Twins. They dropped the season series for a third straight year. 913-586-7610 is our phone number. The text line is always there, always available for you. I see Double J on the text line calling this one an embarrassment. Terry from Green Bay echoing those sentiments. Chris in Topeka says, Vern, the last five full seasons found the Royals a combined 184 games below 500. If anyone survived that, Vern, I can promise you, there's no giving up now. That would be ludicrous. Signed, Chris in Topeka. Yeah, yeah. And listen, looking at the text line, I'm not seeing that. We haven't heard that on the phone lines. I'm not seeing that on social media. Now, I do have way too many people, but I have a good amount of people just, I don't want to see that. Let me just mute that real quick. But I'm not hearing, seeing, sensing people diving off the bandwagon. Because like you said, it's been so long, where else are you going? And we're still a few weeks away from Mahomes playing, well, we're months away from Mahomes playing a meaningful game, but a regular season game, we're a few weeks away. You have nowhere else to go. There's no reason to give up now. No doubt, Chris. Appreciate the phone call. Royals give up 3 runs in the first, 1 in the 3rd, 1 in the 4th, 3 in the 5th, 3 in the 6th, 2 in the 7th. Thankfully, we didn't have to watch a 9th inning. Here's Twins manager Rocco Baldelli after the game talking about his offense's onslaught of Seth Lugo and the boys.
I mean, it's a very good pitching staff. They're starters. I've talked about them before. All the starters we're going to see this series are top-notch. And you're not just going to go out there and swing your way, meaning, you know, go out there and kind of just, I don't know, pick and choose, wildly swing your way and try to hammer a few. You have to bear down and really, get your feet sunk in the box and feel like you are making them work for every single pitch and give them nothing. And it's not easy to do when you're facing talented arms like this. Lugo's been as good of a pitcher as there is in the American League, and we went out there and had good at-bats against him today. And it started early, and there are at-bats that he has where, you know, he may have your number and you just have to stick around in the at-bat long enough to get the one that you want. And we had some guys that did a nice job of that today.
Yeah, they certainly did. 9 hits off of Lugo, 7 earned runs, 2 walks, only 4 strikeouts in 4 innings of work. I mentioned Michael Massey's RBI double in the fifth. Massey was the only Royal with multiple hits tonight. Massey's hitting .333 so far in the month of August. Let's go to Dan and KCK, our good buddy. Dan, how are you, pal?
I'm doing good, Josh. Yeah, it was a tough night. Yeah, Lugo, I was at the game last Tuesday. My bird came down from Tupelo with his friends, you know, and my childhood friend Jim Horseman, who works as a Royal staff on the first base side, got tickets for us, and we were rooting him on last Tuesday night, though. Come on, Lugo, John kept telling me. Come on, Dan, do some of that. Royals magic kept playing around with me. I thought it would be the bounce-back game, but, you know, he'll pick it up, you know. I have no faith
in him. He better.
You know, a lot of faith in Lugo. He'll be back in, he'll be pitching in that Angels series, and I'm still not giving up on the division. We were six games back, I remember, in 1985 to the Angels, so anything could happen. Take care, Justin. Take care of business tomorrow. Take care.
Okay, I like it, Dan. Thank you very much for the quick history lesson. Dan taking us back to the championship summer of 1985 and that 91-win team. Royals, again, on pace to win 88. They were six games back of the Angels. Is that right? I'm not seeing that. Well, maybe I'm wrong. Dan, either way, I appreciate the phone call. Regardless of where that 1985 team was, this team is six back of Cleveland. Now they have seven more games against the Guardians. But bottom line, they need that one tomorrow. Royals lose tonight 13-3. Yes, Bobby Witt Jr. did do something special. Or he did do something. How about that? He picks up a base hit in the third inning, his 166th base hit this season. That's the most in baseball. Most in baseball by a wide margin. He has a 20-hit lead over Vladimir Guerrero Jr. for most in the sport. Bobby's on pace for 224 hits this season. That would be the second most in a single season in franchise history. After the game, the winning pitcher, the young man, the 24-year-old that made his big league debut tonight, Zebby Matthews, he was on the field talking about the honor of picking up his first big league strikeout and his victim being the great Bobby Witt Jr.
It was awesome. You know, I didn't really think about it too much out there in the moment, but, you know, looking back on it, it's definitely a special. You know, I hope it's the first of many, so.
That's Bally Sports North on the audio. Bobby reached base safely tonight, and he's now reached base safely in eight straight games. His batting average of .347 is still the best in baseball, and he's still one of only four players in the game with an OPS north of 1,000. All right, quickly, let me go back to the text line. 913-586-7610. What else do we have? We have Gabe in Independence. He's curious about the Royals possibly picking up Amed Rosario after he was DFA'd by the Dodgers. Now, I would be surprised, honestly, actually, I don't know his contract off the top of my head, Gabe. If it's just a minimum salary contract, I don't think he would make it to the Royals on waivers. But let's say he did. That means you're bringing him instead of Frazier. Now, Rosario's a right-hander, right? So it wouldn't be Frazier. It would be Garrett Hampson. I would rather have Garrett Hampson's. Now, listen, I'll take Amed Rosario in the organization. Yeah, if he wants to be in the organization, I'm happy to have him, but to replace Garrett Hampson, Paul DeJong's not going anywhere. Yeah. No thanks. Gabe, appreciate you listening. Rally Mantis points out that, yes, the Royals lost by a touchdown and a field goal. Scott in Kansas City is wondering if Seth Lugo is hurt and we don't know it. I certainly wouldn't think so. I wouldn't think that the team would put him out there if he was hurt. Now, he's already set a career high in innings pitched, right? This is uncharted waters for the 34-year-old, so I'm sure that has something to do with it, but we're not going to shut him down anytime soon. You know, what you need is Cole Reagans to eat up some innings. You need Seth Lugo and Brady Singer to lock it back in. Listen, we can make up all the reasons why it's happening, but the bottom line is if it continues to happen, well, then the playoffs are not happening this year. I'm not mad at Seth Lugo if he wears down. Cole Reagans, Brady Singer, if they can't make it to the finish line. Okay, yeah, that'll be disappointing. I'm not angry at them. But if that is the case, this team has no shot at the postseason. You've arrived at 65-55 on the backs of this rotation, and if you're going to get to October, it's going to be with those horses saddled up. Back to the text line, 913-586-7610. Mark from the Northland says that the boys are leaking water. Ron from Olathe's been a diehard Royals fan since the 70s. He watches every home game. Says, Vern, if they're down 10 runs, I still watch. But if you think the Royals are better than the Twins, you're insane and you need to take off your royal-colored glasses. You're too close to have an objective analysis. The Twins are significantly better. Signed, Ron from Olathe. Yeah, Ron, certainly tonight's not the night to fight you on that. Yeah, I have no retort. Yeah, if it's Royals, Twins, the best of three, like if these two were to meet up in the wild card, you would go, Reagans, Waka, Lugo, opposites Pablo Lopez, Bailey Ober, and maybe this kid that pitched tonight. I'll give you their offense is better than the Royals' offense. Their bullpen is much better than the Royals' bullpen. And if this is what we're going to see from Lugo and Singer down the stretch, yeah, the Twins are clearly better because that means they have the better bullpen, the better offense, and the better rotation. No, you can't compete with that. You're not going to beat a team because, we have better defense and base running. That's not enough. Royals do have superior defense and base running, but if the Royals aren't the better rotation, well, then the Royals aren't a better team. And that goes for just about every team that's in the race. Royals can't compete with Cleveland or the Yankees or the Orioles. They can't compete with the Red Sox or the Mariners or the Astros if the Royals' rotation is not the supreme unit. So, yeah, listen, and I know that's in response to what I said last night, that last night's loss did not deter me in my belief that the Royals are the better team. I make that statement, I declare that belief, because there's the belief that Lugo and Singer and Reagans and Waka are one of the five best rotations in the sport. If that's not the case, I'm not going to make that declaration. I'm not going to make that claim. So I'm not going to fight you on that. How could I? I appreciate you calling me out, though. Hey, and listen, if you guys take that as me wearing royal colored glasses, I guess I have to wear it. Personally, last night when I said that was as someone that watched Brady Singer failed to give the team a chance to win for just the fourth time all year. Tonight, Seth Lugo, this is what, the third time maybe all year he's failed to give the team a chance to win? I believed and still believe that's the aberration, but I can't deny the trend here in the second half from this rotation. And if that trend continues, well, you know how I feel. You know where I think that'll get them. 913-586-7610. Some kind words from Rob in Kingsville. Rob, I appreciate that. Scott in Phoenix writes in, Vern, our Royals have not been ready for prime time. Probably Lugo's worst outing of the season. And for me, the most disappointing aspect of this is that the Twins have outplayed us in every aspect. Yeah, Scott, I'm not going to fight you on that. Dude, we could go back to the four-game series in Minnesota. When was that? A few months ago. You know, I think that... Yeah, that was the first time really all year where I came away from a series disappointed in the way that the Royals played, like as a team. Yeah, that was at the end of May when the Royals dropped 3-4 in Minnesota. Now, that to me was the worst series they've played all season back at the end of May. And I think that's still the case. Now, this might take the cake. You know, if Reagan's craps the bed tomorrow, you know, the two series in Minnesota have been the two worst series of the year. I don't think there's any arguing about that. So, yeah, Scott, they have just certainly outplayed the Royals in every single facet. Raj in the Ozarks points out that, yeah, the Royals games have hit the over now seven straight times. Seven straight games. Royals hitting the over. Again, but that speaks to the issue, right? The issue of your best trait, your rotation, has been the reason why you're losing instead of the reason why you're winning. The rotation is the reason why these overs are hitting rather than the unders, which was the case very much, almost nightly, in the first half of the season. Not so much of late. Royals lose 13-3, but as I mentioned, it all comes down to Cole Reagans. He squares off with Louis Varland in the finale, and it starts up coming up in just about 14 hours from right now. Game 3, the finale of this 3-game set. Royals trying to save face. And, oh, you know what? I can't wait to hear what the reaction's going to be tomorrow. Well, actually, there's not going to be much time for a reaction because I'm back on the air with the On Deck Show at 11 o'clock with your chance to win Royals tickets. All right, good. So you don't need to listen. Well, just make sure you're listening to my pregame show tomorrow at 11 a.m. JT Noah, thanks for the help back at the studio. Kansas City, I appreciate you listening. Have a nice night. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Take care.
Attention fans of Jury Duty. The groundbreaking comedy series is back for season 2, featuring an all-new cast. This installment takes the comedy out of the courthouse and into the mountains above Malibu for an annual company retreat. The catch? Everyone but the new guy is an actor. Oh yeah, and the company is fake. Get to know all the employees of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce, a family business with everything on the line. Season 2 arrives with bigger laughs, higher stakes, and the same heart that made the first season a cultural phenomenon. And here's the fun part. You'll be able to try all 4 flavors of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce on Amazon. Jury Duty presents Company Retreat is now streaming on Prime Video. Don't miss the feel-good comedy everyone's going to be talking about.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Brayton, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Brayton wherever you get your podcasts.